This is It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. It's the Beat is sponsored by FilmStream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Now, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Hey, Jode.
Hey, Karen. What a week.
Good to see you today.
Hey, good to see you, too.
Where'd you go this week?
I went to Minneapolis, Minnesota, and let me tell you, it was so cold. I think it was 1 degree, and when I left, it was, they expected the next day, 20 below.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's where
beautiful.
My girls live, you know, both,
I know,
both of them.
In Minneapolis,
it's
but
a
I
great
was just
place,
there. It's
but
beautiful.
Not now.
You know what? I was just there for the day. I had a 4-hour meeting, so I flew up in the morning and flew back in early evening. And while I was at the airport, guess, you're just not even going to believe this, celebrity.
Yeah.
So I'm at the airport and I'm sitting in the gate area and this
I have
gentleman,
no idea.
I know. Who would you think? You'd think it would be Prince or somebody, of course, that would be synonymous with Minneapolis.
Sure.
But this gentleman gets off the plane and he looks a little disheveled and he has kind of a flannel jacket on and baggy jeans and he approaches. I thought he was approaching me. He actually was heading towards.
It wasn't Burt Reynolds even, huh?
And it wasn't Burt Reynolds.
Because
if it was Burt, you know he would be approaching me. But it was this gentleman, as he's coming closer, I thought, God, it looks like Nick Nolte. But no, it was Gary Busey.
Oh.
And he got on those little trams, you know, those little golf cart things.
Yeah. They do look alike.
They do look alike.
And,
you know, I almost didn't know who it was until he got on his phone and he said, I landed. I'm here safely.
Oh,
and you
wow.
can hear that kind of twang.
Yes.
So we were trying to figure out why he was there. And, you know, there is a very, very world-renowned rehab center,
there
Hazelden.
Is. Mm-hmm.
And possibly maybe he was there for rehab.
Because I think he was on that show, wasn't
Celebrity
he?
Rehab.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just a second round.
Yeah.
I don't know. But either way, it was lovely to see him.
Uh-huh.
And,
well, that's kind of
that
exciting.
How about you? Didn't you travel this
week? Well, I have to tell you my celebrity excitement, too. Yeah, we went to L.A., we ate dinner one night at this restaurant. Our cousins took us out, and kind of sitting next to us, behind us, I look at this handsome-looking African-American guy and said, Gare, is that Eddie Murphy? Nah, it can't be Eddie. He looked really young, and it turns out it was Eddie Murphy.
Hey, now that is a celebrity.
Yeah.
That trumps my Gary Busey.
Well, I guess so. Well, I was in L.A., though. You were only in Minneapolis.
That's true. That's so Gary is a celebrity when it comes to Minneapolis.
That's true.
So Eddie Murphy, how exciting.
He was with this gorgeous blonde, of course. And then when they all got up at the end, there was Sugar Ray Leonard. That was cool, too.
That is cool.
Yeah.
The boxer.
Yeah.
He's beautiful.
They were both darling. And so that was our excitement for the day. Fortunately, Gary did not have his camera because we would have made fools of ourselves. So
you wouldn't have. Gary would have made a fool of all of the rest of you. You just would have to go along for the ride. But isn't that
you're
nice?
Right. Yeah.
And
but speaking of sports,
so nice. Yes. Well,
this is a great segue to the Super Bowl.
It was a great game.
Great game.
My
Feel
son
bad.
Was shooting for the Ravens.
Yeah, he
and
won.
They,
Your
you
son
know,
got it.
He got them. That's right.
But the parents, you know, Jack and Jackie Harbaugh, you know, they were ecstatic, and then they were in misery at the same time.
You know, they knew it. You know. They knew it was going to be bittersweet, and they knew somebody was going to win and somebody was going to lose,
sure.
So they expected it. But that's all right. And how about Beyonce? What a great show.
She was wonderful.
She was.
She did not lip sync. She was fantastic.
No, it was a great
halftime
show.
I know, and you know who was there? This was interesting. Sandra Bullock and her 3-year-old boy, because did you see the movie Blindside years ago?
I did.
Well, that boy that they adopted became a great football player, and he plays for the Ravens.
Oh, so
he was
in
there.
The game.
Yeah,
oh,
and he
Michael,
won.
That's
He's
right.
an offensive, I think an offensive what?
Lineman?
Tackle.
Oh, he's an offensive tackle.
As much as I know about football, he's an offensive tackle.
He's an offense of tackle.
Yes.
He's not very offensive.
No,
but
he's not.
Offensive
he's
tackle.
A great, and you know what? This is what he says. He says, I'm tired of the movie. I'm here to play football.
That's right. He doesn't
He's
want to be asked again about
movie.
The Blind Side.
That's right.
So the Tui family, they still, of course, are very close with
Sandra Bullock.
And so I think that's wonderful that she was there supporting him.
Yeah. And then
that's
the
so
commercials.
Nice.
I don't know how many you saw, but there was this beautiful horse one, Jody.
That was beautiful.
So pretty. And then a great farmer one.
Paul
However,
Harvey.
I don't remember what they advertised.
I know. But it was
you know,
okay.
They tug at your heart, and then it's like for a car or something.
And Paul Harvey was the narrator.
He was. That was wonderful about a farmer.
I know.
But I think it was for a car, and I don't remember.
Oh.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Well,
and then the grossest one. I don't know if you saw.
Oh, the model.
Beautiful model.
Yes.
Yeah, kissing this. That was voted the worst, I
was
think.
It?
The worst commercial, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It was kind of hard to handle to watch.
Yeah. Well, GoDaddy, that's what they do. I mean, I think that's, they want
oh,
you to
Oh, is
remember.
That what
it was
they
for
want
GoDaddy.
To gross you out?
They just, yeah, because you remember it. You always kind of remember the gross out thing.
Yes, you do.
But that, what's coming upon us on Thursday?
You know,
what is coming upon
us? It's the 14th.
And it's Valentine's Day.
Aww.
Oh, so cute. So
so sweet.
Yeah.
Huh?
What are some, you know, I know you know some corny jokes.
Some jokes, yes.
One.
I'll do the corny one. Here's the corny one. What do farmers give their wives on Valentine's Day?
I don't know.
Hugs and kisses.
I love it. How about a life
you,
quote
you
that
do
really
the funny
is the,
one
the antithesis of Valentine's Day?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Boring husband says, honey, why are you wearing your wedding ring on the wrong finger? Bored wife, because I married the wrong man.
That's a great Valentine's Day one.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, speaking of Valentine's Day hearts, who do we have on our show today? Fantastic show.
We have a great show today. We are starting out with motivational speaker Andy Greenberg, and he has a new book out called You're High.
You're High. Well, we should all be high. And we're excited also joining us in the studio. We have two very talented people who have a Valentine's Day show coming up, singer Camille Metoyer-Moten. And songwriter and author Dave Murphy.
Yes, and we will close the show with Rita Ray Rocks. You don't want to miss her. She's the author of Once Upon a Rockstar. And we'll be right back with Andy Greenberg.
Valentine's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings. Plus, pick any delivery date and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. And will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple next week. And this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3000. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3000.
The Metropolitan Opera's award-winning series of live high-definition broadcasts is back at FilmStream's Ruth Sokolov Theater. Presented by FilmStreams in collaboration with Opera Omaha, the new season of The Met Live in HD features 12 operas, including classic productions and Met premieres. Experience New York's Metropolitan Opera from your seat at FilmStream's Ruth Sokolov Theater, featuring informative and entertaining prelude talks by Opera Omaha artists and staff before all live Saturday matinees. And if you can't make the live show, catch an encore presentation the following Wednesday evening. The Met, live in HD at FilmStream's Ruth Sokolov Theater, Omaha's nonprofit cinema. Find more information and purchase advance tickets on the calendar page at filmstreams.org.
As a mortgage specialist, I know that when you're financing a home, even a couple extra points in your credit score could save you thousands of dollars in interest. Well, listen up, because I'm about to share an important tip that will help you to raise your credit score quickly and easily. Are you ready? Here's how to do it. Make sure the balance on each of your credit cards stays below 30% of its credit limit. Yes, it's that simple, and it's one of the fastest and most effective ways to make your credit score even better. How do I know? I'm Brent Rasmussen of Mortgage Specialists, and it's my job to help make your credit work for you. As your mortgage specialist, I'm completely dedicated to helping you realize your dream of home ownership. Getting the most home for your money and raising your credit score is one of the best ways to make your home buying process easier and more affordable. Ready to find out more? Call me, Brent Rasmussen of Mortgage Specialists, or find us at mtg-specialist.com. Choose Mortgage Specialists. Driven, trusted, reliable.
NMLS number 5918.
Attention, if you are a current or previous smoker diagnosed with chronic bronchitis or emphysema, also known as COPD, research options may be available to you. A local research clinic is conducting a research study for males and females 40 years of age or older with a diagnosis of COPD. All study-related care will be provided, including physical exams, lab service, and study medication at no charge. Compensation for time may be available. To learn more about this research study for COPD, please call Heartland Clinical Research at 402-502-9364. That's 402-502-9364. Space is limited. Limited, so call today.
When it comes to college, how big do you want to go? You decide. At the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, just 1 hour away makes a world of difference. Meet people from across the country and all over the globe. Get a degree that's respected worldwide. If you come here, you can go anywhere. You decide. Will your story sound small, or will it go Big Ten? The University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Take the tour online.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Welcome back to the studio, and welcome back to our featured guest, Andy Greenberg. Welcome, Andy. Andy's one of the most listened to speakers in the United States as a result of his national Your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, motivational vignettes that are heard regularly by millions on hundreds of Radio America network stations across the country. And Andy has authored a new book called Your High,
Your
Life-Changing
High.
Broadcasts from Andy Greenberg. And today at Hy-V, this afternoon until 2 o'clock, he's signing his book.
Woo.
So we are thrilled to have him. Welcome, Andy.
Hi, Andy.
Hi there, Jody. Hi,
hi
there, Karen. You
nice
understand
hi.
The play on words?
Not I
the,
got it.
Not the H-I, but the hi. H-I-G-H.
G-H.
I like it.
And
your
high.
Because
your.
Like everybody else in Omaha, we're high on your show.
Well,
it's so great to be back here to talk to you about it, and it's truly appreciated.
Well, great to have you, Andy.
It is great to have you, and we're high on Andy Greenberg, so why not? And
I love
we didn't
your
even
book,
have to roll any papers to get that way, so that's perfect. You can't beat it.
That's good, Joe.
Well, but what is that you have in your hand? Oh, that's the papers about the show. Okay.
It's legal in some states.
Okay.
In
what
some.
Our listeners can't see won't hurt them, Jody.
Right.
But we
right.
have to make sure they understand it is the book is not about that type of high.
It's not.
It is a mental high about your mind, about objects, about things that will allow you to enjoy everything in life and always feel high mentally and physically without paper,
without
shall
the
we
paper.
Say.
I like that. So tell us, how do we become high?
High. Reading your book. How do we do it?
By reading the book and by being part of the millions that actually tune in every day to hear the motivational messages. So one of the ways to get high is to take a look at objects and things around you and get those to be motivational targets for you and motivational anchors. And I'll give you an example. Have you ever gone out to eat at a restaurant and on the menu it says 3 eggs any style?
Yes.
Yeah. And Jody, what kind of eggs do you like? Do you like scrambled or fried or...
You know, I'm a poached gal.
You're a poached gal?
I know you wouldn't think so by looking at me.
I wouldn't think so.
But I'm a poached gal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever thought about, and please say yes because I need you to work with
yes.
me here. Have you ever thought about potentially 2 poached and maybe 1 fried?
Yes, of course.
Of course you have.
Sure.
Now, have you ever gone to the waitress and said, I would like to have 2 poached and 1 fried?
I am known to be one of those kind of folks.
You have
would
done
ask.
That.
Yes.
Because then that is a marvelous way to look at life. Why? Because the menu says 3 eggs any style. It does not say 3 eggs same style, which allows you to take advantage of everything that life has an opportunity to give you. We can't look at things the way they're written. We can't look at things and say, well, this is what I'm accustomed to. We have to understand that everything that we have in life can add flavor and variety as long as we look at it somewhat different. That's the lesson of 3 eggs any style.
Well, have you ever ordered 3 different, you know, all 3 of them are different?
Well, you know me. What do you think the
I
answer
think
is?
A definite yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. And then probably something on the side.
Oh, yes.
Another egg on the side.
Absolutely.
Can I have my yolk inside out?
Sure.
I'm sure. You know, and that's what's getting him high.
And
I know it.
And that's the type of thought process that goes into the book. And there are 80 vignettes. Out of the over 800 original ones that I've developed that have been heard by millions in the country, which is very, very, very rewarding.
I think it's wonderful. Can you share some of the vignettes with us? Do you have any favorites?
Besides
I know it's hard
the egg
to say.
One. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because the egg one is
there's one so appropriate for Omaha, Nebraska, and I call it the road construction. We all know in Omaha there's a lot of road construction. And imagine for just a moment you drive to work or drive home. Everything's fine. But then one day, there it is. That sign that you've never wanted to see in your life. You know what I'm talking about.
Of course.
Road construction next 6 months. Now, nobody's happy.
Right.
Everybody has said, why me? Everything's fine. I'm in my comfort zone. Leave me alone. We could scream all we want, but nobody is going to listen because that sign is up. Now, then what happens? The cones come up, and all of a sudden they rob you of 10 minutes of your life every day. And you're frustrated, and you're jammed, and you're angry. And then the workers start coming, and the work is so slow, and you scream out, if I was in charge of this project, it'd be done by now. 6 months worth of turmoil. But here's the point. the day the road is open and the road construction is finished, how many of us think about the 6 months worth of terror that we went through? Nobody. We take a look at the road. It's faster. It's wider. Whatever the improvements are, we're happy. What's the point? It's not change that people are afraid of. It's the process of change. And one of the things that we need to do, which is in this book, is take a look at our life as road construction. But the question we ask ourselves is the following. Do we wait for someone to put a sign up for us that we have to be under construction and things are going to change? Or do we put our own sign up that says, I'm under road construction. I'm going to go through the process because I know the outcome is rewarding.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That sounds, I like that.
And those are examples. Now, another one. I'm holding a pen in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can't see it on the radio, but we all have pens. Now, you can't see the ink, but you know what we do? We write with the pen, and we want to get as much out of it as we possibly can because we never know when it's going to run out. Isn't that true of life? We never know when it's going to run out, but we always want to get the most out of it. So every time you think of a pen, think of your life. Think of saying, today is the day I'm going to get everything I can out of life, and just continue that process each and every morning because you'll never know when it's going to run out.
Boy. I tell you, you are one positive person.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
And that's the only way to be. That's the only way to be. But you know what? We even have something better. Here's a little secret. Karen and I are collaborating on a song.
Yes, we are.
Called You're High.
And you're going to sing it, Andy.
And I'm actually going to sing it.
You're going to sing it.
And I'm going to sing it. And we're going to market it along with the book. So radio stations will play You're High. And my goal, and you talk about lofty goals, is to get every American by the end of the year 2013 to have the new lexicon which says, you're high.
Well, that is a goal.
That is. You know, Andy's got some high goals, and he usually reaches your high goals.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So we look forward. The book signing is going very well. It's at High
and
V, 132nd. Mm-hmm. It's going exceptionally well. I'm just so pleased I had a chance to break out and chat with you guys. It's a terrific book signing. We'll give everyone the book. We'll explain it. We'll have some displays like the three eggs. And we'll give everybody a chance to really, really get into it.
That's what I want to know is, are you going to display the three eggs?
Oh, yes. I always do. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I
that's
think that's
the
great. So you can have a hard-boiled, a soft-boiled, and a poached.
Oh, gosh.
I love it.
Oh,
Andy,
yeah.
That is, you know what? That's perfect.
Isn't that great?
And you know what else? Show you one other thing, how Karen and I collaborate. She's in a movie called A Long Way Off, doing one of her original songs. And this book is in the same movie.
How about that, Jody?
That's great.
Isn't that amazing?
And how is the book? Explain that to me if you can. How is the book in the movie?
Oh.
It's the movie is an inspirational movie, and it's about a character that's looking for answers in life. So every morning he wakes up and listens to Your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and the book is on his night table.
Oh, that's great.
That is wonderful.
So, yeah, it actually matches with the cause of the book and the, and exactly what the radio program is designed to do for people.
Oh, I think that's wonderful.
And Andy, one more. I see you have a vignette called Time Machine.
Oh, the Time Machine is great. Now, Karen, I'm going to work with you on this one.
Because I love Rod Serling, so give me a Time Machine.
I'm going to work with you on this one. Let's assume for just a moment, right in your garage is a Time Machine. And you can go any place you want.
Mm-hmm.
Would you go into the past or would you go into the future?
Of course, the past.
Why?
Because it would be November 22nd, 1963.
Okay.
And I would change it.
And you would try and change it. But you know what? In reality, you can't change it. You can go back and view it, but in a travel time machine, you really can't change
it. Oh, so I have to go to the future?
So anytime anybody thinks of time travel, which we all do, it's very natural for us to say, if I could only change things about my life, I would go back into the time machine and do that. But you can't. But what you can do is go into the time machine, set the date for the future, and say to yourself, this is where I want to be on this particular date, on this particular time, because there's only one person in charge of my future, and that's me.
Mm.
Every day when we wake up, we actually travel in time machine. All we have to do is set who we want to be, when we want to be that person, set that time, and begin the journey.
Interesting way of looking at it.
That's the travel machine.
Really good. How do you come up with these, Andy?
It's based on some actually spiritual beliefs and also learning the Torah, the Jewish Torah, because one of the things I do is I take the Torah and use particular stories and try and make them relevant to today's world. And when I got that accomplished, this became so much easier because that's exactly what it is. Taking an object and how do you make it relevant?
Yeah, wonderful.
Well, this is very relevant. And
it really
we appreciate
is.
It. And again, the name of the book, Your High, Life-Changing Broadcasts from Andy Greenberg.
It's a wonderful book and easy to read, Andy.
Yes,
I love
it.
You don't have to read the whole
great.
Thing at once. You can pick one a day.
80 vignettes, and I thank my co-author, who's also listed on the book, and I think you have her name.
Marianne Schillander Kaiser.
Yes, and she made it very possible for all these words to be put into great English.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
So come on down to Hy-Vee, 132nd and Dodge. I'd love to meet you. I would love to see everybody
Andy will be there.
Here.
Go to Hy-Vee right now.
You bet.
All right, right now. We'll see you. Thanks, Andy. Good luck with your book.
Hey,
you're
my
high.
Pleasure. And always remember, you're high in my book.
Thanks, Andy.
We'll be right back with Camille Metoyer-Moten and David P. Murphy.
At Jones Bros Cupcakes, we know love bites. That's why you're going to want to give your Valentine the Love Bites box. Jones Bros Cupcakes has created a limited special edition Love Bites box filled with Jones Bros sweet infinite love for your special Valentine. Each box includes 6 cupcakes, 6 French macaroons, and 6 chocolate dipped strawberries. Call 402-884-2253 or stop in and reserve yours today. We'll also have special Valentine's treats through the month of February, and we'll open at 6:30 a.m. for early pickup on Valentine's Day. Say I love you, not I had to, with Jones Bros Cupcakes. At Jones Bros, we know love bites. Download the new Jones Bros app for your smartphone. You can download special deals, check out the menu, and get access to the cupcake of the day right on your phone. Check us out on Facebook at Jones Bros Cupcakes or on the website at jonesbroscupcakes.com for more details. Jones Bros Cupcakes on the corner of 67th off Mercy Road.
So it's 2013. This time you're really going to lose that weight, drop those pounds off for good. Okay, but realistically, most of us can't do it by ourselves. You buy books and pills and videos and programs, but the weight you hate is still there. Come now to High Tech Weight Loss. Our average patient loses 30 pounds in 4 weeks and it's gone forever. Our doctors, nurses, and counselors will get you on a weight loss program that will lose all the weight you want, even if it's 100 pounds or more. 30 pounds in just 4 weeks. 4 weeks. And the cost is a fraction of Jenny Craig or Nutrisystem. That's High Tech Weight Loss. Now 8 years in Omaha, rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. Call 402-453-LOSE for your free consultation. Or visit us on the web at hightechweightloss.com. Evening and Saturday appointments available. Now lose the weight you hate in just 4 weeks at High Tech Weight Loss. Safe, fast, permanent. Call 453-LOSE.
Open evenings and weekends.
The Metropolitan Opera's award-winning series of live high-definition broadcasts is back at Filmstream's Ruth Sokolov Theater. Presented by Filmstreams in collaboration with Opera Omaha, the new season of The Met Live in HD features 12 operas, including classic productions and Met premieres. Experience New York's Metropolitan Opera from your seat at Filmstream's Ruth Sokolov Theater, featuring informative and entertaining prelude talks by Opera Omaha artists and staff before all live Saturday matinees. And if you can't make the live show, catch an encore presentation the following Wednesday evening. The Met, live in HD at Filmstream's Ruth Sokolov Theater, Omaha's nonprofit cinema. Find more information and purchase advance tickets on the calendar page at filmstreams.org.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokolov-Javich and Jody Vinci.
We are so thrilled today to have with us Camille Metoyer-Moten and David P. Murphy. They are going to do a show pretty soon on Valentine's Day, right?
Yes, yep. Yes.
And we're missing the third part of your show.
Right. Dave Wingert is our third part.
Out.
He conked out.
He couldn't come today.
That's all right.
That's okay. We have,
so we have two of the
two most
amigos.
Important right. people here. So where is your show?
Our show is at the new Bricks.
Bricks, with a B.
With a B, Bricks. Which has okay. just opened in Midtown Crossing.
Great.
It's a fabulous new...
That's what I hear, Dave. Yeah. I hear it's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Wonderful.
Beautiful.
On Valentine's Day.
So what? You can grab some wine.
Beautiful. Yeah. Well, they actually have a very renowned chef that is named somebody.
Eric the Chef.
I think I saw. Did I see him on Sesame Street? I'm pretty sure that was Eric the Chef.
For the letter E.
Yes, the letter E.
Right.
Which one of these doesn't belong? I think it's Eric the Chef. Or maybe that's the Swedish Chef. Ooh,
from Eric the Chef.
Yes.
And then you will entertain us that night.
Right. So Eric has created a wonderful
four-course
menu. And then, and there's also, you know, of course, wine available and other beverages. They don't just sell wine at Bricks. They have other beverages as well. I think you probably know more about that than I do.
Suddenly, I'm the liquor
David,
guy.
Right,
right, great.
Well, Dave.
Yeah, well, here. Word from the Lush. Yeah. And they got your hard liquor. They got your craft beers.
Well, we have to tell you what talented people are going to be at the show because Dave Winger will be singing with you,
yep.
Camille.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Okay. And now telling stories. Yep.
Yes, yeah. That's true. Dave, cracking jokes.
Yeah. Dave will be playing the piano.
And Dave Murphy.
Yes.
Right.
Playing. Absolutely.
Yes, he'll be the accompanying.
Yes, yes. He's an amazing singer, songwriter, composer.
I know.
So,
right.
So tell us, Camille, what kind of music can we expect?
Oh, it's going to be love songs.
Love songs.
Yes.
Right. Love songs. Are these original songs? Or
There's one original.
One okay. original, but okay. pretty Wonderful. Much we'll just explore all the aspects of love. Our show is called
Shades of Red.
Oh,
a musical Valentine love letters.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Done a thing like that.
As long as it isn't 50 Shades of Red,
it's
because
right,
we
right.
don't want to go. It's not that.
We didn't want to touch.
It's not that kind of show.
10-foot pole.
Well, I'm just saying. You know,
well, that was one
you
of
could
the
bring the people in. I don't know.
We just don't want them to expect something they're not going to get.
Exactly. But what they are going to get is a fabulous show
exactly.
with an incredible singing talent, Camille and Dave.
Yes,
and, of course,
thank you.
Camille and Dave Winger and Dave Murphy playing the piano, which is incredible. And so the audience can expect love songs.
Love songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A fabulous four-course meal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just stuffed. A little over an hour, probably.
Yeah,
the for the show.
For the show, okay. yeah, yeah.
First
yeah,
dinner yeah. and then the show.
And mm-hmm. how
appetizers
folks get,
even before.
Oh, yeah. appetizers Ooh. Before. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. how do folks mm-hmm. get tickets to your show?
They can call.
You.
Okay.
Well,
they'll call.
Right.
We'll get the
talking
number.
And I'll tell you what the number is.
We'll keep at Bricks.
Well, that's right. While you're looking for how they can get the tickets.
Right. We'll talk about Dave. Let's talk about you, David. I call you Dave, but it's David P. Murphy because you, not only are you a songwriter, a piano player, you produce CDs, and you wrote your zombie book.
Right. We had Dave on probably a couple months ago.
Handbook. That was very nice.
That's right. Yeah. The Doomsday.
Mm-hmm. And you have something coming up about your books.
There's an Omaha author fair on the 16th of...
So that's a week from...
excuse me. 16th of February, Saturday after Valentine's Day.
Got it.
And that's at the downtown library. And I'm lucky enough to be part of, I think there are going to be 40 local authors down there.
Wonderful.
Oh, that's
kind of
cool,
isn't it?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's great.
So are you selling your books, showing your books?
What
are
I'm
you
selling anything now. I'm bringing stuff from a garage sale. Really,
so if you
a
go
microwave
down,
that doesn't work, stuff like
that's
that.
That's right. You go to the Whatever downtown
need,
library.
David will be
that's
there.
That's right. David will be there with his couch
right.
and his microwave and trying to sell it.
We all know Camille because Camille has sung so much around the city and elsewhere. And at the Playhouse, you've won all these awards. I loved you in Ragtime.
Oh, thank you.
You were terrific. And
thank
the
you.
Other one was Swing.
Yeah,
at the
Swing.
Playhouse.
Yeah,
yeah,
that was a fun one.
And you're working on something now, too.
Yeah, I'm actually in rehearsal now for a Playhouse show where I'm going to right after this.
So which
it's
is
called
it?
All Night Strut, and it's similar to Swing.
Oh, okay.
It's a 30s and 40s review with lots of singing and dancing that I won't be doing.
But you'll be singing.
I'll be singing, yes.
Okay, so they'll have stunt dancers?
They'll be, yeah, super. Right, yeah, exactly. I'll have stand-ins.
Yes, well, you know what? Listen, as would I. Trust me.
And Camille, you're directing the show because we hit this show because we had Peggy Jones
yes,
on. Yes,
I am just
Long
left
Journey.
The rehearsal at the Rose.
All you do is rehearse.
Right, I know. I never get it right, apparently.
That's right. Just keep practicing. Okay, one day, Camille.
Right.
One day it will come.
One day.
So when is Long Journey?
Long Journey is actually February 16th and 17th at the Rose.
All right, so that's next week.
And that's next weekend, right? And then the Playhouse show is March 1st through the 31st.
Oh, gosh.
Well.
And then Dave and I are actually playing tonight, February 9th, tonight, in Fremont at the Fremont Midlands Jazz Series. The Camille Mottorier Moten Band will be playing.
St. Patrick's Cathedral.
What time?
Yeah. St. Patrick's Cathedral, 7 o'clock.
Okay, 7 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
So after you're listening to the show, take a break, and then you're going to listen
head
to Camille and Dave.
Right. Yes. Yeah, head out to Fremont, St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Do you ever rest, either of you?
You know... I don't know.
So.
I don't.
No.
I could look 10 years younger if I could get a nap. But
well, how do you have time?
10 years younger than
yes,
you are.
Yes, but you know, that's so true. That is true.
Well, thank you.
Yes, she ages very well.
What a versatile singer.
Well, Camille said, you know, her first love, of course, we know is praising the Lord as music minister for One Way Ministry Church, where you direct a small but mighty ensemble
That's
of dynamic singers.
Yes.
And your husband is bishop?
Yep. Bishop Michael Moten, yep.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that wonderful?
The bishop, which means that Camille is the first lady. So we are among royalty, Karen.
Which makes me think of, like, you know, Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
And,
well,
I
would take that.
Well, we would take you.
I would take it, but I don't think.
Yeah.
You
know what?
She'd be insulted.
That's right.
She would not be insulted. She'd love to be as talented as you are.
Camille, I'm serious. You just slap on some bangs, and you could be Michelle Obama. That's all you need.
There is a resemblance.
Yeah.
Actually.
There's a little bit.
Yeah, she's taller than you, that's all.
Yeah, she's a lot taller.
Yeah, she's very tall.
Yeah, she's tall.
Yeah,
and she can probably bench press maybe a little bit more, but that's all right.
Arms,
I used to be able to, but you know, I think she's got me now.
She might, but that's all right. Well, how fun. So your show, again, is at Bricks.
Yep.
Midtown.
Valentine's Day.
I do have a phone number.
Oh,
and for reservations, you can call 402-991-9463, extension 107.
Okay, and... we will hear Camille Metoyer-Moten, and we will hear Dave Wingert and David P. Murphy on the piano. Do you ever, when you're playing piano, Dave, ever want to sing?
Do you sing?
He does.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I'm singing a tune of mine that night.
He's going to bring in a whole new aspect of
the tune you're singing.
It Wasn't Love. It's a sarcastic swing tune.
It's hysterical.
It Wasn't Love.
Yeah.
Can you sing a few bars?
Yeah.
Or
no. Really, nobody would care for that. Trust me.
Nobody would care. No.
It could break the radio.
Okay.
That is great. Because you're a prolific songwriter on top of all that.
I try.
Have four CDs.
I try. And you're
coming out with another CD, Camille?
Yes. I will be working on it really soon.
Oh, wonderful. Is this jazz?
It'll be jazz and just kind of ballads and some good stuff.
Because I love your Christmas CD.
Oh, thank you. It's beautiful.
And I love your song, Spring.
Big Spring, written by David P. Murphy.
I know it, because that's going to be on my next album.
Thank you. What a beautiful song. It's just great.
I told Camille I wish I had written it.
I'm honored when anybody says something.
Oh, it truly touches
my heart.
It's a beautiful song.
That is nice.
Yeah.
So again, Camille, can you repeat the phone number for our listeners?
I can. Because
I know that they would not want to miss this event. It sounds like a terrific way to spend Valentine's Day.
I know. Mm-hmm. To treat your honey nice that night. 402-991-9463, extension 107.
That's great. Midtown Bricks.
Yes, the new Bricks.
The new Bricks.
The new,
Bricks. The new and beautiful Bricks.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They have a beautiful events room, which is where we'll be.
That is so nice.
Right. B-R-I-X, Bricks.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So again, we have...
we'll see you on Valentine's Day. David P. Murphy, Camille Metoyer-Moten, and Dave Wingert, who you missed out today, Dave.
That's right.
We'll see you on Valentine's Day.
That's right. Absolutely.
Thank you. Enjoy and good luck with your show. Thank you.
And we'll be right back with author Rita Ray Rocks.
Here's the Omaha area forecast on the Mighty 1290. Brought to you by your local Hardware Hank store, where they deliver passionate and personalized customer service. To find a store near you, log on to hardwarehank.com. We'll see partial clearing at times here this afternoon, a few spotty showers. Winds out of the south at 10 to 25 miles per hour, so it'll be breezy at times. And we'll see a high in the upper 40s. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on the Mighty 1290. Right now, 41.
At Jones Bros Cupcakes, we know love bites. That's why you're going to want to give your Valentine the Love Bites box. Jones Bros Cupcakes has created a limited special edition Love Bites box filled with Jones Bros sweet infinite love for your special Valentine. Each box includes 6 cupcakes, 6 French macaroons, and 6 chocolate dipped strawberries. Call 402-884-2253 or stop in and reserve yours today. We'll also have special Valentine's treats through the month of February, and we'll open at 6:30 a.m. for early pickup on Valentine's Day. Say I love you, not I had to, with Jones Bros Cupcakes. At Jones Bros, we know love bites. Download the new Jones Bros app for your smartphone. You can download special deals, check out the menu, and get access to the cupcake of the day right on your phone. Check us out on Facebook at Jones Bros Cupcakes or on the website at jonesbroscupcakes.com for more details. Jones Bros Cupcakes on the corner of 67th off Mercy Road.
Boredom, anxiousness, and irritability are all symptoms of cabin fever. Why waste another minute of this unique season when you can be cross-country skiing, hunting, ice fishing, or eagle viewing? Create your own outdoor adventure by visiting a Nebraska state park. Find your cure for cabin fever at outdoornebraska.org. See you out there.
sponsored by Nebraska Game and Parks, aired in cooperation with the Nebraska Broadcasters Association and this station.
You always want to give your kids the best. When it comes to swim lessons, the best you can get is at Dive Ventures. Dive Ventures Swim School was just named Best of Omaha for 2013. People are raving about Dive Ventures' award-winning swim lessons and qualified swim teachers. From babies to adults, Dive Ventures offers convenient class times and small class sizes to maximize every swimmer's skill level. Find a program that fits you and your family by visiting diveventures.net or stopping by their location off 120th and I Street. Dive Ventures Swim School, where giggles and goggles unite.
The Metropolitan Opera's award-winning series of live high-definition broadcasts is back at Filmstream's Ruth Sokolov Theater. Presented by Filmstreams in collaboration with Opera Omaha, the new season of The Met Live in HD features 12 operas, including classic productions and Met premieres. Experience New York's Metropolitan Opera from your seat at Filmstream's Ruth Sokolov Theater, featuring informative and entertaining prelude talks by Opera Omaha artists and staff before all live Saturday matinees. And if you can't make the live show, catch an encore presentation the following Wednesday evening. The Met, live in HD at Filmstream's Ruth Sokolov Theater, Omaha's nonprofit cinema. Find more information and purchase advance tickets on the calendar page at filmstreams.org.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokolov-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Welcome back to the studio. We are joined by, believe it or not, a professional guest, not just in our studio, but she considers herself a professional guest and wrote a book about it. Rita Ray Rocks is joining us in the studio. She wrote a book, Once Upon a Rock Star. Welcome, Rita.
Hello. How are you doing, Jody? Thank you.
I'm doing well. Hi, Karen Rita. And I are looking at this book, and we just going through it, it's amazing, the pictures of all of the 80s rock stars, the rock and roll stars, Aerosmith, Steven Tyler is on the cover, and I can see, oh my gosh, there's
Bret Michaels,
David Lee Roth. I mean, these are all people that you have, in one way or another, some association with them as a professional guest. So tell us about the book and tell us about your life in the 80s. And, you know, we're not going to call you a groupie. We'll call you a professional guest. So tell us about what that life was like and walk us through the book.
It was really crazy. Basically, when I was 14 years old, the first concert I ever went to in 1979, I paid $8.50 for a ticket, and that was Aerosmith. And, you know, back in the day, it was pretty much all general admission. So it was just crazy. Like, you would get down to the auditorium early. You would get up right outside the turnstiles. I mean, once at 6 o'clock those doors opened, it was like a mad dash for the front. You know, I would try to get right up front center in stage, you know, right up front of the stage. And to actually be that close to the performers in the front row, I mean, now you have reserved seating, but there's nothing like watching a concert and literally looking up and seeing somebody's nose hair being that close.
And that's often what I look for.
I love it.
I do look for their nose hair.
Yeah, and you were 14 at the time.
And so that's kind of how you got your bug, right, Rita? You saw they were up close, and then that kind of sparked your mini escapades.
Right. My infatuation, it was just with the live music. I was just really just loved being up close and having it loud and personal and just looking right up there. And, you know, I just love going to concerts. And so every time there was something that rolled into town, I was there. And then it got to the point as I got, when I turned 15, I went backstage to Alice Cooper Billy Squire concert, and I watched Billy Squire perform. He was the opening act, and as he was coming off the stage, making his exit after he was done performing, me and my girlfriends ran over to the side, and as he was coming off the stage, we leaned over the railing and we started yelling at him. And the next thing you know, he sent somebody out to grab us, and we went backstage and actually went backstage to a concert, and it was really cool. I mean, we were so excited.
Oh, I'm
and
sure.
And met the band. We never met Alice Cooper, but we did meet all of Billy Squire.
And his band.
And his band, later led on to a bus tour, a personal bus tour.
Whoa. Wow. Now, what'd your mom and dad say here?
They didn't know about that okay. then. Basically, they knew I went to the concert, but uh-huh. they didn't know any details of the concert. As long as I got good grades and I was home at a decent time, uh-huh. they were
that's
okay.
all that mattered. Yeah. That's
How
right.
about that?
So all throughout high school, so you're attending concerts.
Right.
And then after high school, did you just continue to tour with different, watching uh-huh. different bands and wherever they were, or did you have a particular band that you followed?
Well, basically, I bought all the magazines like Hit Parader and Rolling Stone, and there was Cream Magazine, and I think Metal's Edge. And I would read up on the bands and their information. A lot of times I would find out whether they were playing a city close to Omaha the day before or the day after Omaha, and literally just started trying to track them and meet them and get on their guest list. And that was
and
my
how
goal.
How do you do that? How do you
goal?
Do that, Rita?
Yeah,
that's,
really.
I'm curious. So how do you yeah. get on a guest list?
Well, basically what I used to do was when I was doing all my research and reading up, I would look especially like on the inside sleeve of album covers where they give their special thanks. I'd find out who the manager was or who the production manager was or even the road manager, tour manager, any names that I could use and name drop. And so basically I would try to use some name dropping. And if that didn't work, it usually would go to like walking around the buses, or back then you could even park like right next to the tour buses
sure. yeah.
before they started having security sure. block them off.
Mm-hmm.
And then if that wasn't even good enough, I used to actually watch them load from Central High School's window while I was going to school in high school. And a couple of times, if you read in the book, I ran over there during lunch hour and met some of the road crew during the day.
I bet Central teachers didn't really know that you did that, did
no,
they?
No, they did not.
But she had, as long as she had good grades.
Yeah,
I had good grades. That was
she's
in and out.
She's a smart girl. Yeah.
That's right.
So, and if that didn't work, then usually what I do is I kind of wait for them to come out, either going in or out, you know, during sound check, which usually was around 3 o'clock. But the key was to try to really meet them before the show. And my goal was to get my name on the guest list, which usually opened up at 6 o'clock.
That's amazing.
Wow.
So walk us through. Tell us some yeah. of the bands that you were a professional guest.
Well, like Aerosmith, Poison, Motley Crue, Rat.
And this is all in Omaha, but sometimes Kansas
all,
City?
Pretty much Omaha, but okay. I went to a lot of the shows in Des Moines or okay. even Kansas City. I loved Kansas City shows there. I also went
Van
to
Halen.
Lincoln, Sioux City.
And you had Van Halen, right? David Lee Roth.
Right. Mm-hmm. I've been to Chicago a couple of times and Dallas.
Wow.
And then pretty much, you know, that was really about it.
And how That's, many years did the, does this cover?
The first time I went backstage to a concert was in 1980. And I don't think I really kind of gave it up yet. I did, but...
2013.
Now that I have a family, I pretty much have. But I did go to the Poison Def Leppard concert last summer. I had a friend that was working for Poison, so I could not refuse those tickets.
That's so
However,
nice.
I did
Great.
Not go backstage but because of the
Brett,
book.
Huh?
They were afraid that I might stalk the band. But I was like, seriously?
That's something else.
You know, they might be stalking me at this point if you've yeah. seen some of these guys now.
Yeah, well, some of them haven't aged so gracefully. That's
right.
for sure. Because that hard life has caught up with them.
It
know?
Has. It has.
You and know, you're on the yeah, you're yeah. on the cover here with Steven Tyler, and we were talking before we went on about your reaction to him on American Idol. And what did you say, Rita, about how he was good on American Idol?
I just loved him on American Idol. He just really brought a lot of flavor to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing was, is like they didn't really have any hardcore rockers as judges. And I think that to bring him on there, you know, brought a whole new audience
yeah.
to kind of pay attention to.
He has been the only one. You're right.
You know.
So of all of these rockers that you met, who stands out? Who stands out as just a really genuine, you know, guy
good
or
guy.
Gal good guy,
good guy
right
think? Yeah,
you know, I would say that David Lee Roth was literally like one of my goals to meet. And when I first saw him performed on the Civic Auditorium, I mean, I just looked up at him and it was like a beam of light came down on me, and I was like, I have got to meet and have this man.
Wow.
Okay. I was like, I didn't yeah. pray a lot back then, but I was praying for him. And it was interesting because when you're reading the book, it tells a story about how I met one of his road crews, and then found out where they were staying, which was the old Continental Hotel, which used to be on, I think, Harney Street.
Sure.
It's now condominiums now.
Yeah.
yeah.
But waiting outside to meet him after the concert, and then getting invited in by him personally, and then getting thrown out by their hotel security staff, which also doubled as an Omaha Police Department officer, which had recognized me from a traffic violation previously and knew that I was underage. So I got kicked out,
okay.
and they had uh-huh. to drag me out of there kicking and screaming. But I went to California, I think, that summer I left a note. I didn't technically run away, but I had planned a trip. And I had left a note in my dad's Father's Day card and, like, took off to L.A. and literally met him 2 days before returning to Omaha at a club in Los Angeles.
Oh, how fun.
And he was kind of nice, huh?
Oh, he was way cool. Well, when I first saw him, I didn't really believe it was even him. Mm-hmm. Just because at that time, the whole Sunset Strip 80s scene was just chaotic, and there was a lot of people that looked like celebrities too, which they called posers, or they try to imitate their favorite celebrities. So when I very first saw him, I didn't really even believe it was him. I just thought it was another wannabe.
Wow.
And then the next thing you know, I remember like looking back over him, and there was like six women practically on top of him. And then the next thing I know, he was standing right next to me, and I was like, I didn't know what to say, but I found my words very quickly.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's so fun.
And then what inspired you to write this book? I know you had a lot of photos in a box, you told us.
Right. I had just tons of memorabilia from the years. I had extensive photos. I have all my ticket stubs, all my passes. I have a lot of autographs, guitar picks, just a lot of stuff from concerts. And it was literally just sitting around in a box. Mm-hmm. And I just said one day, my fiancé was asking me what I was going to do with it. He wanted me to get rid of it. And I'm like, I am not getting rid of this. And I had to come up with something quick. And I said, there has been talk about writing a book. And I just thought this would be the perfect time to do it. You know, now that I have a family and I'm not mm-hmm. living the wildlife anymore, you'd be surprised how much comes back to you when your life is not so active.
Yes. Oh it's a great, exciting
book.
Good for
you. And good for you for taking that plunge and writing a book, because that takes a lot of work, takes a lot of gumption. And
it's
I love
part
the
of
title.
History, really.
Yeah, Rita Marie Rocks, Once Upon a Rockstar, Backstage Passes in the Heavy Metal 80s, Big Hair, Bad Boys, and One Bad Girl. I think that's such a great
title.
And how
do we get your book, Rita?
You can get it online at onceuponarockstarbook.com. Also, I'm going to be at the Author's Fair down at Dale Clark Library, February 16th from 1 to 3.
Okay.
Perfect.
And also, you can get it on eBay, and it's available at Drastic Plastic downtown in the Old Market.
Oh, that's great.
And it's wonderful. Also available on Kindle, Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it's available everywhere. And if not, then people can go down to the downtown library.
Yeah.
To the author's
fair. On the 16th.
Fair. Yes, on February 16th. Mm-hmm. And Karen and I, will read this book. We cannot wait.
Thanks,
and we're just having so much fun looking at the pictures. And thanks for sharing your afternoon with us. We appreciate hearing all about what happens backstage. So we're going to continue on and read the book, and how fun that here is an Omahan who has had so much fun with all of these big time rock stars with big hair. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
We love it.
Thanks,
Rita.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you
so much.
Absolutely.
Good luck with your book.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Attention, if you are a current or previous smoker diagnosed with chronic bronchitis or emphysema, also known as COPD, research options may be available to you. A local research clinic is conducting a research study for males and females 40 years of age or older with a diagnosis of COPD. All study-related care will be provided, including physical exams, lab service, and study medication at no charge. Compensation for time may be available. To learn more about this research study for COPD, please call Heartland Clinical Research at 402-502-9364. That's 402-502-9364. Space is limited. So call today.
Looking for the best property management company? Call Landmark Group. Landmark Group is Omaha's largest and most knowledgeable property management company for both residential and commercial properties. It's also the most efficient. All of the over 20 plus maintenance professionals at Landmark Group are tracked via GPS. This ensures that they are where they're supposed to be. And that protects you, the owner, from being billed for wasted time. For the best in commercial and residential property management, call Landmark Group. Online at landmarkomaha.com.
This year, dust off your Cupid wings and visit Borsheim's to find the perfect Valentine's gift for your perfect Valentine. From exquisite classic and fashion jewelry to designer watches and one-of-a-kind decor, we have gifts at every price point to help you say, I love you, you're sweet, or be mine forever. Shop our Regency Court location to seek advice from our experts, or shop online at Borsheim's.com. Borsheim's. Speechless comes in a silver box.
At Jones Bros Cupcakes, we know love bites. That's why you're going to want to give your Valentine the Love Bites box. Jones Bros Cupcakes has created a limited special edition Love Bites box filled with Jones Bros sweet infinite love for your special Valentine. Each box includes 6 cupcakes, 6 French macaroons, and 6 chocolate dipped strawberries. Call 402-884-2253 or stop in and reserve yours today. We'll also have special Valentine's treats through the month of February, and we'll open at 6:30 a.m. for early pickup on Valentine's Day. Say I love you, not I had to, with Jones Bros Cupcakes. At Jones Bros, we know love bites. Download the new Jones Bros app for your smartphone. You can download special deals, check out the menu, and get access to the cupcake of the day right on your phone. Check us out on Facebook at Jones Bros Cupcakes or on the website at jonesbroscupcakes.com for more details. Jones Bros Cupcakes on the corner of 67th off Mercy Road.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Always fun with you, Jody.
Always fun with you, Karen.
Fun with our guests,
too. Yeah, it was a great show.
Yeah, Andy Greenberg with his new book.
Yeah, Your High.
Yeah, and go to, there's still time to go to 132nd and Dodge, Hy-Vee.
He'll sign his book signing.
Yeah, he'll sign the book for you.
That's perfect. And how about Camille Metoyer?
Isn't she great?
Isn't she wonderful?
Yeah.
And David P. Murphy. Their show is going to be wonderful.
And Dave Wingert. They'll be great.
And David Wingert. Valentine's show. The show starts at 6. I think the appetizers start at 6 at Bricks.
Okay.
Then the meal at 6:30, the dinner. And then at 7, the show begins. And they said, I think the show is in about an hour.
Yeah. Fun show.
Yeah, so it'll be nice to celebrate.
It'll be great. And then Rita Ray rocks. And she rocks with her book, Once Upon a Rockstar. And we want to wish everyone happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Hope you are sharing that day with your loved one.
With your special person.
Yes, with your special
one. And we will close today with my song from my surprise CD called All I Know. Have a good week, everyone. Bye, Jody.
Bye, Karen.
But when she's near me, I feel so alive. I know that she's the one.
When he tells his corny jokes to be funny, I know he's doing it for me.
When she laughs at me, when I try to be funny, I know she's doing it for me. When I have a late delivery, I know she's doing it for me.
KOIL Omaha, the Mighty 1290.